A Central Asian river makes today's GeoQuiz very wild. We're looking for a 600-mile-long river that starts in western China and flows through parts of Central Asia. One stretch of the river actually forms the border between Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Along their shared border, there's a lush river valley where marijuana grows wild. In the old days, Soviet authorities tried to wipe out the plants, but to no avail. And the locals have developed a rather unique way of harvesting the stuff.
Imagine a person just washed themselves in the river, and then they clean their horses. And then in a naked way, they just ride their horses into this forest of marijuana.
Okay, someone's having a good time. More on that when we come back with the name of the Central Asian River that shares its name with this valley. For our GeoQuiz today, we asked you to name a river in Central Asia that forms part of the border between Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan.
The answer is Chui or Chu River.
That's Merhat Sharifjanov, who grew up in Kazakhstan. He's now a reporter with Radio Free Europe. Now, the reason we're talking about the Chui River and the Chui Valley is that you reported recently, Merhat, about more than 4 tons of marijuana confiscated by police. Why did that story catch your attention?
Well, first of all, it was just in 1 week. Of course, in 1 week, in a small country like Kyrgyzstan, 4.5 tons of marijuana, the majority of which was in one Chui Valley, immediately made me recollect my days when I was there many years ago. Also, I remember when it was still Soviet Union, marijuana exactly from Chui Valley, was very popular among those who used marijuana all over the territory which we now call post-Soviet Union.
Right, so it was Russia's version of Northern California green gold. In fact, the Russian word for it is dichka. What does that mean, dichka?
Dichka in Russian, diki or dikaya means wild. It's not specially cultivated marijuana. It's a wild marijuana plantations. It's just wild. And that's why former Soviet drug users called it dichka, or diki, meaning wild.
Apparently, I've heard that the Soviets tried to eradicate this dichka marijuana, but I guess it didn't work. It's still growing.
Nothing worked. They used pesticides. They used even fire. And every year, it was growing again and growing again. And nobody knows why. That's one of the enigmas, the persistence of that wild marijuana in that region. When I went there, there were police patrolling the place, but of course the people who wanted to get marijuana there for themselves or for sales, they usually bribed police there. You know, the corruption was always there and is still there, unfortunately.
I hear that there's an unusual way this marijuana is harvested this time of year.
Yeah, it was very unusual for me when I first saw it. Imagine a person or persons just washed themselves in the river, and then they clean their horses, and then in a naked way, they just ride their horses into this literally forest of marijuana. And then after that, when they sweat and the resin of marijuana or whatever, it's
sticky.
Yeah, raisins and sweat stick to their bodies. They scratch all this substance from their bodies and the bodies of their horses. Usually they dry it up, make some small, tiny, thin bars, and these bars are called plastiline. This is very valuable sort of marijuana because, as they explained me, just tiny, small pieces of it, like a match head of it, one or two added to a cigarette, is enough to make all those drug users happy. So, That sounds a bit crazy, but I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, human sweat mixed with hash. That is a real controlled substance. Bizarre.
Right. There are many strange things there.
Merhat Sharifjanov with Radio Free Europe. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you also to Hillary in Rhode Island, Seamus in Connecticut, and Robin in Alaska. There are winners today in our GeoQuiz texting game. Play along with us next time. All you have to do is text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. This is PRI.